This is the English recording of the story The Adventures of the Boy in the Golden Conch. There was once a king named Yasawimon, whose wife Jantivi gave birth to a conch. The king's first concubine, Janta, saw this as an opportunity to oust the queen and usurp her position. She bribed the royal soothsayer to prophesy that the conch would bring ruin on the city. King Yasawimon fell for the ruse and exiled Jantivi and the conch. Together, the woman and the conch wandered until they came to the forest outside of the city, where they encountered an elderly couple and their farm. The farmers took pity on the drifters and allowed them to stay in their home. Every day, when Jantivi set out to work in the field, a tiny boy would sneak out of the conch and help with the household chores. Once he had finished, he would slip stealthily back into the shell. Upon returning to the house, Jantivi was always surprised to find her chores finished. She wondered who could possibly have done them. So one day she made a show of departing for the field as usual, but then swiftly doubled back and returned to the house, where she spied the small boy as he crawled out of the shell and set about the day's housework. Elated, Jantivi joyfully embraced the child. She then smashed the conch and named him Sang Tong. When King Yasawimon learned that the infant in the conch had been a boy, he considered allowing Jantivi to return. But Janta became jealous and urged the king to reconsider, warning him that the conch would bring misfortune on the city. The king was deceived once again and ordered Jantivi and Prince Sang Tong to put on a raft and send out to sea. While afloat, they encountered a mighty storm that split the raft asunder. Sang Tong was set adrift and washed ashore in the city of the ogres. The ogress Panturat discovered Prince Sang Tong in the remains of his boat and was overcome with compassion. So she took him in and raised him, assuming human form, so that Sang Tong would not discover what she really was. It was thus that Sang Tong grew up with Panturat. One day, when the ogress went out in search of food, Sang Tong stole into the castle, which he was forbidden to enter. When he did, he found a magical well of gold, forest-dweller armor, golden shoes, and a staff. He also saw piles of human and animal bones, which revealed to him the truth about Panturat. Sang Tong thus dipped himself in the golden well, donned the forest-dweller armor and golden shoes, snatched the staff, and soared away. Sang Tong journeyed on until he reached Samon City, which was ruled by King Samon and Queen Monta with their 7 daughters. One day, King Samon held an event at which all 7 of his daughters were to choose a marriage partner. All did so, except for the youngest, Rot Jana, who chose no one. King Samon thus summoned all of the men in the city so that Rot Jana could take her pick from among them. Sang Tong also attended, still clad in his forest-dweller armor. When the time came for Rot Jana to make her choice, she sent Sang Tong's golden form beneath his armor and flung her garland toward him, thus making him her partner. King Samon was furious at this and sent Rot Jana to live in the woods with her forest-dweller husband. The deity Indra saw the events in Samon City from heaven and decided to help. He challenged King Samon to a polo match. If the king were to lose, he would be obliged to cede his city to the god. Samon sent his 6 sons-in-law to compete, but each was summarily defeated. He was ultimately forced to swallow his pride and reluctantly summoned the forest dweller to help. Sang Tong relented. He removed his forest dweller armor, donned his golden sandals, and flew to the match to defeat Indra. After finishing his task in Samon City, Indra went on to expose the wicked deception of King Yasawimon's concubine, Janta. He then ordered the king to fetch Jantivi and Sang Tong and allow them to return to the city. When the 3 of them, along with Rot Jana, returned to Yasawimon, The king ordered Janta executed, and Sang Tong ruled the city thereafter.